You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This just in, a little 12-year-old girl saved her life when her grandfather, who was driving her home just this week, I guess, died while he was driving. He had a heart attack. Paul Parker, only 63 years old, told her that he didn't feel well as they were driving home from an afternoon of go-karting. So told the granddaughter, Miranda, I'm not feeling well. Keep talking to me. You know, try to keep me awake. I don't know what's going on. So she was talking about things like on the side of the road and the racetrack. And then all of a sudden she sees her grandfather's head hit the driver's side window. However, he was also laying on the accelerator with his foot. So she, being 12 years old, she said she saw Law and Order and, you know, a bunch of other television shows. She knew she had to step on the brake. And then while she was having difficulty trying to get down in between his legs to hit the brake, she tried to steer the car. So whether it would go into a field or whatnot to land safely, a car behind her saw what was going on, called 911. And, you know, poor thing, she had to see her grandfather die and then try to stop a car. Of course, she gets out of the car and she calls mom and grandma and, you know, is all freaked out and, sad case. But, I mean, good for this girl to know what to do. And, you know, I was talking to my boys. I have a 12-year-old and I have a 9-year-old. I don't think it's too early to teach them things about driving. Teach them as young as possible. I wish I had a farm, you know, where I could, you know, put them up on a tractor or, you know, lawnmower or whatever, kind of teach them how to, you know, get used to the accelerator and the brake, et cetera. Because, you know, you can't do that in a major city. You get in trouble if you let your kid drive. But teach them, always teach your kids what to do in terms of an accident. Always, you know, teach them. I've discussed this on the show where, you know, if I, let's say, collapse, okay, or dad collapses, right? We don't know what to do. One, you know, get the phone and call 911, all right? So, you know, they'll reach in the pocket and try to find the phone because my phone is always on me. You know, we've kind of taught them some certain CPR things, but most importantly is, you know, get on the phone, call 911. But same thing with the car. Remember there's that little boy where the bus driver, I think, had a stroke or a heart attack, and the bus was hurling to an embankment. And so the kid, because he couldn't get down into the feet to put on the brakes, he just pulled the key. He was able to pull the key out of the ignition. And they said, how did you learn to do that? He said, by watching TV. Now, I don't know what television we should have our kids watch. You know, I don't remember, I don't think SpongeBob SquarePants teaches you this, you know, but these kids are saying, I saw this on TV, I saw it in a movie once. But, you know, teach your kids what to do. If anything happens while we're driving, this is what I want you to do. Yeah? And it doesn't hurt. Why not? You know, just be prepared. Scary stuff, but good for this girl. I mean, it's always good to see kids that have, you know, some smarts to them. All right. A lot of stuff to talk about. Of course, I'd love to talk about the Olympics and some things happening with the Olympics. And I think that's great. I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the wilderness medicine stuff I learned. Great information we'll be kind of talking about all week. They think some of these infection rates that are happening in the hospitals could be due to nursing burnout. Okay, so now they're trying to blame the nurses for this. So we'll see if there's any truth to that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls. I do. Let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
You were talking about allergies, food allergies and bee allergies. I am actually a beekeeper, and I have been stung multiple times playing around with my bees.
Oh.
But you said it might take, you know, 3 or 4, 10 times, 50 times. I've been stung multiple times, and I just wondered if you think it might be a good idea to have an EpiPen around just in case, you know, the 51st time I need it. And how do you go about getting one from a doctor when you are, you know, really not allergic, you just want one around to have around? I think it's you have to have a doctor get it for you.
Yeah. No, it's easy. It's easy. You just ask for an EpiPen. And you know, working with bees, wow. Yes, if you've incurred multiple stings, most people would say, all right, you're probably good. But again, you just don't know if it's the 50th time. You just don't know when your body could decide to have those reactions. And I think it's crucial for any of us, especially if we like to go camping, et cetera, to have an EpiPen. I think they cost roughly $40 with or without a prescription. So whether you have insurance coverage or not, they sell these EpiPens, and many of my patients have said they cost about $40. When I looked into it, my insurance didn't cover it, it's about $40. There's also Epi Junior, where it has a lower dose for your kids. But it's, all you have to do is ask for a prescription. Just ask for a prescription. And, you know, there's directions with the pen, you know, on what to do. Of course, you know, you just kind of, you know, ram it into your thigh, if you, go to an anaphylactic, into an anaphylactic reaction. But, absolutely, I think it's great. I will always have one. The only problem with them is they expire pretty quickly. So, I know I have an EpiPen from 2004. I need to find it and throw it out. And because it has a needle, you want to make sure you discard it, you know, where needles should be discarded. But, I think it's a great idea having an EpiPen because you just don't know. All right, great question. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was away for a few days doing my medical CME. You have to do continuing medical education when you're a physician because they want to make sure you stay up on things. But you get to pick certain subjects that you could relate to your specialty. So being family medicine, I love wilderness medicine. So I took a wilderness medicine course, taught us about snake bites and hypothermia and what to do when you're hiking and cholera and, gastrointestinal illnesses. And, you know, I learned so many cool things. So throughout the week, I'm going to kind of be teaching you some of the things that we learned. Many of you may already know it, especially if you hike and backpack. But there were some interesting scenarios that, I learned a lot. Every time I go to any of these conferences, I learn so much. It was also nice because with the kids, they even had some classes for the kids. So my children took a wilderness medicine and a survival class and a first aid class, such that, you know, when they got out of the class, they're like, you know, mom, this is where your pulse is. This is what you do when you have a lightning, when there's a lightning storm, you get on the balls of your feet. I mean, you would think they'd be listening to my show all these years, and they didn't. What they learned in that one class was like 2 or 3 years of my show. And I was so proud of them. We'll get to some of that when we get back. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods is over tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends tomorrow.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, 18 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a lot to talk about here. You know, when babies teethe and your grandchildren are teething, a lot of parents run and get the baby Orajel. Well, the FDA is saying don't do that. Do not give benzocaine products, which is the topical anesthetic, to babies. They say it could cause methemoglobinemia. Methemoglobin. Okay, now what is that? Well, what it is you have hemoglobin that carries oxygen in the blood and helps with the transfer. This methemoglobinemia, and I'm sorry if I don't pronounce it as well, but it's like, how many letters are in this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. There's 17 letters in this. It's called hemoglobin M disease. All right, or erythrocyte reductase deficiency. What happens is the methemoglobin, which is a form of hemoglobin, but it doesn't work like hemoglobin, so it won't release the oxygen. So these babies that are getting the methemoglobinemia start turning blue. I mean, pretty scary stuff, and they may not be getting oxygen. Now, I don't think anybody's died or anything like that, but they say children under 2 years old are at very high risk. There have been at least 29 reports of this methemoglobinemia, but for the most part, like I said, nobody's died, and if you see your child look kind of fatigued, dark lips, dark nail beds, blue-colored skin, pale, rapid heart rate, headache, dizziness, etc. It could be from topical lidocaines and topical benzocaine gels and liquids that we use. So these are known, these are seen in Orajel, baby Orajel, or a base. We also have Anbisol. We use, I think we use Anbisol for aphthous ulcers, and then Hurricane. And again, this is in children. Now, I've never suggested the Orajel or the baby Orajel for kids that are teething. I recommend getting a nice clean cloth that doesn't have a lot of, you know, frillies, because you don't want anything getting into his mouth. Soaking it in some cold apple juice and letting the kids suck on that. I know they have these toys, these rings that you stick in the fridge. My kids never like that, because you have this weird plastic thing that you, it just didn't work. I dipped a rag in some juice, let them suck on it. Of course, you know, brush your teeth afterwards, and the coolness helped with some of their gums, because sometimes they just want to knead. You know, when your gum kind of bothers you, you just want to kind of rub it and knead it, you know, type of thing. So I've been kind of recommending that. Sometimes we give a little bit of, you know, Tylenol, and sometimes just mom kind of rubbing it as these teeth want to erupt. It's kind of like the pain with a pimple type of thing. Sometimes the massage helps. But some of these kids, poor thing, when they teeth, it's miserable. But I've never really liked, you know, using the drugs and using the medications for that. And now the FDA says, don't do it. It's a no-no. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember the 33-year-old Farmington Hills woman? She developed a flesh-eating bacteria at a similar time to the Georgia girl who was ziplining. Well, unfortunately, she didn't make it. Only 33 years old, she actually died. She had been, originally, she only had a little boil, from what we understand. Then it went into necrotizing fasciitis, very similar to the girl in Georgia. The one in Georgia ended up having to have multiple amputations. From what I understand, she's doing phenomenal. She's Amy Copeland. She's exercising, she's doing crunches. I mean, she has three new prosthetics, and she is just, she's doing amazing. But the 33-year-old female, who ended up having the, a boil that ended up going into necrotizing fasciitis, unfortunately succumbed to it and died. And, you know, what we don't want ever happening when you hear these stories is to become paranoid and panic. But if there's any good to this, and it's very hard to find any silver lining to these types of tragedies, is I think this is making us more aware of what to do with infections and why we really shouldn't underestimate any infection. Now, the pendulum always swings back and forth. We always go from one extreme to the other. You know, when antibiotics came out, you know, we slowly started using them, and then we started using them a lot, and then we kind of cut back, and then we started using them again. Well, lately, if you've noticed, we have been so freaked out about antibiotic resistance that less and less doctors are prescribing antibiotics. And that's what had happened with the Georgia girl, Amy Copeland. She had a huge wound, had to be stapled together, and when I did ER, you gave antibiotics. Well, apparently this ER doc didn't. He didn't give her antibiotics. And, you know, somebody, you know, in my training, in my day when I learned and trained, you always gave antibiotics. Why would you not? It's a deep wound. It took very long for you to repair. It wasn't a clean cut, like with a clean kitchen knife. Remember, you have clean, contaminated, dirty, but on the other end of the spectrum, sterile. So sometimes kitchen knives is a clean wound as opposed to a dirty, contaminated wound. Amy Copeland, the Georgia teenager, was ziplining, so that would probably be a very dirty, contaminated wound. You know, what you fell in the dirt, et cetera. You would think a dirty, contaminated wound you always give antibiotics to. And in this day and age, where every doctors hesitate because of antibiotic resistance. Now, there's an argument. Well, the antibiotics might not have done anything. She might have still had the infection. You know, in hindsight, it's always difficult to say. But I don't think we should underestimate any cut or any scrape. What happened with that little boy last week, where he was diving for a ball when he was playing a sport, got a scrape on his arm, ended up going into sepsis and dying? I think what we could learn from these horrible cases is if you get a scratch, you don't blow it off. You clean it. Clean all your wounds. And we've talked about cleaning wounds. Soap and water is fine. You don't need to suck anything out. You don't need to cut out part of the wound. You don't need to, you know, do anything like that. But definitely, definitely spend time and don't ignore it. Watch the wound. If a scrape could cause a boy to become septic and die, you know, like I said, I don't want anybody getting paranoid, but I think we're really underestimating what some of these wounds can do. And now, I'm just as guilty. When I was in medical school, you know, because of what I saw, what I had seen, anytime I cut myself or anybody cut themselves or, you know, I cleaned it, you know, diligently. Well, you know, here we are. I've been out in practice now for many years. You know, now when I cut myself, or the cat scratches me, I wasn't washing it even. Yeah, I was out in the middle of nowhere or whatever. I was, you know, cat scratch or whatever. And I'm like, all right, I'll get to it in a little bit. Now, I mean, thank God, you know, my body's immune system is good and I never got a terrible infection. But, you know, we need to stop for a second and go, you know, the scratches a lot of times are the ones that could do it. You know, when we hear these horrible cases of what happens, it isn't, you know, it isn't a big, deep zip lining wound. You know, it could be a boil like what happened with this woman who just passed. So all wounds you clean very well. You know, people always ask me, Dahlia, should you bleed it out? Even though there's not recommendations to bleed out your wound. You know, anytime I got stuck with a needle in the hospital, absolutely we did. You know, remember, bleeding is a defense mechanism for your body getting rid of what just got injected into it. The only problem is the reason why the medical community doesn't make recommendations for you to bleed the wound out is because we always want you to stop bleeding. We can't tell if you got a little arterial nicked as opposed to a tiny capillary. You know, goes capillary really tiny, then you got arterioles, and then you got the arteries. You know, and so, you know, if we, you know, if you're bleeding, we don't want you to accelerate the bleeding. You know, but, you know, with these minor wounds, absolutely, I'll express the extra blood just to get the bacteria out. That's why you bleed. That's your body's defense mechanism. You have a down draft there. So this current, you know, can help get bacteria and gook out. So, but you have to clean the wound, then you have to stop the bleeding, and then you have to keep an eye on it and watch it. Make sure your tetanus is up to date, and if anything starts to be a little funny or odd, get it checked out. And the one thing we learned from the Georgia girls in necrotizing fasciitis condition from the flesh-eating staff is when she had gone back a second or third time to the doctor because she said the wound hurt, he didn't give her antibiotics again, or it was a different doctor. Antibiotics still weren't given. And my guess is it didn't look red and it didn't look infected. But the one thing I taught you all a few months ago was infection doesn't always have to be red and pussy. Pain, deep pain like necrotizing fasciitis can do in the deeper fascia layers of the skin, sometimes could be too deep for the skin to show. And also, what if you're anemic? If you're anemic, you're not going to show sometimes a lot of the redness. So it's pretty frightening stuff. So just don't underestimate your wounds. Okay, when we come back, why are they blaming nurses for infection rates in hospitals? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Find us on Facebook. If you guys have a Facebook account, we have a fan page or a like page. I don't like calling it a fan page because, you know, it just isn't that old, kind of an outdated term. You know, I mean, I listen to tons of shows. It doesn't mean I'm a huge fan. I just like to listen to shows. But I like to definitely be kept up to date on news and medical news, etc. So please find me on the Facebook page. Click on it that you like it, even if you don't like it, and then I could be able to, you know, be in touch with you there. I like being able to talk to my listeners. Some of my trucker buddies are on there, and I love talking to them. All right, so it looks like a hospital receptionist was fired for, quote-unquote, smelling of smoke. Miss Stephanie Cannon worked at a Minnesota hospital. She was a receptionist, so she wasn't even a nurse. And she was told that because she smelled of smoke, she was let go. Her supervisor told her to avoid contact with her husband, who was also a smoker, because maybe she was picking up the fumes from them. She had kept her work uniform in a sealed plastic bag. She never smoked at work, you know, so you would think that, you know, whatever she's doing on her own time would be okay. But no, she was fired anyway because she smelled the smoke. Now, I think, you know, I'm not there. I wasn't there. But my guess is smokers are just behind the eight ball now in general. Insurance rates, insurance premiums are skyrocketing so high that if a supervisor doesn't want a smoker as an employee, you're going to slowly see smokers weeded out, unfortunately. And this is what happened with her. Now, can an employer fire you for having a smell? If it's noxious to customers in a healthcare setting, they may have a case. Now, technically, you aren't supposed to be fired for something that's not illegal and for some or something that's not illegal. Did I just do a double negative? You can't be fired for doing something that's not illegal. Right. Okay, good. And what you do at home should be your own business. But we're seeing a lot of these cases. We're seeing people fired for putting things on Facebook, putting things on Twitter, being found in pictures online, drinking. I mean, bosses are now firing you left and right. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is happening to many more smokers. Saying, well, it's the smell. We could smell it. And since we're afraid of third-hand smoke that, you know, you could carry on your clothes. Now, yeah, I could tell when my patient smokes. I could tell, yeah, you could, you know, some of us have really good, you know, smell, and we could smell it on the clothes. It's a very difficult smell to hide. It is. I haven't seen a lot of data on the third-hand smoke. We know that curtains and clothing do hold the potential carcinogens, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bigger issue here, and hospitals and employers that have to cover health insurance for multiple employees are hoping to have a smoke-free payroll. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's going on. All right, and in more hospital news, they say nurse staff levels and their low staffing and their burnout could be tied to infection rates and rises of these nosocomial infections, we call them, when infections occur in the hospital. Now, these nosocomial infections are like urinary tract infections. You know, you get a catheter, and if the catheter wasn't put in as sterilely as possible, you could bring bacteria with it. You know, a catheter, when it goes into your urethra, they're supposed to iodine the urethra. Whether you're a female or male, you know, the opening gets iodined. And then they have to very sterilely insert the catheter. I did tons of them, you know, in school and training and when I was in the ER. But it's very easy to bring some bacteria with it. You know, it is. And so, they think that maybe when nurses are tired or they're burned out, that could be an issue. Also, surgical site infections when nurses are supposed to be changing the dressings, cleaning the wounds. There could be issues there. So basically they say urinary tract infection rates increase by approximately one additional infection per 1,000 patients for each additional patient added to a nurse's workload. They say high nurse burnout rates assessed during a 22-item survey were also associated with increase in UTIs and surgical site infections. Now, remember, these burnouts are not always the nurse's fault. Okay, I have seen in this recession skeleton crews that are probably even less than a skeleton crew. I'd probably call it an osteoporotic skeleton crew. Now, I know hospitals have guidelines, and I think there are certain guidelines that the nursing board, I believe, recommends where nurses could only have X amount of patients. Otherwise, they can't do as good a job, right? I think ICU, I think you could only have two. Right? It depends on the hospital. It depends on the state. So there should be ways to protect nurses. There should be in terms of patients. But unfortunately, if you have very high maintenance patients, even having one or two can tire you out. They say the study authors estimate that hospitals in Pennsylvania alone could save more than $40 million a year by lowering nurse burnout rates to 10% from their current level of 30%. They say the burnout of nurses is costing them buku bucks a year. Now, okay, buku bucks. That is a term, buku bucks. You know, I was always told that when I go into medicine, I'm going to burn out. You know, I was told very early on, in 10 years, you're going to burn out. Now, I didn't burn out. I did become disillusioned. I was very upset when patients would lie. Dr. Dahlia said that she wouldn't charge me for this. I never said that. Dr. Dahlia said a mammogram was worthless, so I didn't have to get the mammogram done. I never said a mammogram was worthless. I told you guys about that case. It never turned out to be a case, but there was a woman who brought in her daughter. The daughter was, I think, 16 years old, and the daughter had a breast lump. So I told the daughter that we need to order a breast ultrasound. The mom was in the room, and the mom goes, well, what about a mammogram, Dr. Dahlia? And I go, a mammogram at this age is worthless. You know, she's 16, and usually with many of these, we start with an ultrasound because it's easy, it doesn't frighten the girls, and if it's a cyst, it gets picked up very well in ultrasound, so the mammogram is worthless. Now, she remembered that statement, and about a year later, I see the mom for her physical, and I go, I didn't get your mammogram this year. Did you do a mammogram this year? Now, the mom's in her 40s. She goes, oh, no, because you told me it was worthless. I go, what? You told me the mammogram was worthless. So I didn't do it. When did I say that? Well, my daughter's a witness. I said the mammogram was worthless in a 16-year-old girl when we're evaluating a cyst. I should have never said those words. I should have never said, and I teach medical students, don't say words like that. Don't say a word like worthless. Don't, you know, you may try to be the type of doctor where you don't speak as an elitist, God complex, cocky type of doctor that, you know, a lot of us have been kind of afraid to become. We want to be kind of cool and kick back and talk to, but you need to be careful with some of the words you say. And, you know, so my middle-aged mom, I said, no, the mammogram is not worthless in middle-aged women. I think it's important for you to do. But I think for your daughter who ended up having a cyst and the ultrasound was fine and it was drained by the breast doctor and everything was fine, in that particular case, the mammogram isn't as sensitive or specific in your 16-year-old girl. But you see, and I started after the 10-year mark to be disillusioned with this. I'm like, I'm tired of it. I just want to help people and not deal with all the baloney. Insurance company's not paying. Yeah, I know you sent the claim twice, but we didn't get either claim, so we didn't pay you. You know, and I got tired of that. Now, I wasn't disillusioned with medicine. I still love medicine. I still love being in the patient rooms. But about the 10-year mark, I noticed, I was like, you know, I could understand why many doctors are not staying in this field long term. Well, same thing with nurses. And imagine, the nurses have it worse because they get abused verbally by the doctors and the patients. Nurses get it from both sides. Both sides. Yeah, they may not have to deal with the insurances, you know, and the lack of payment and underpayment and, you know, a lot of those issues, but they're dealing with the families, and they're dealing with the patients, they're dealing with the doctor. So I was always taught that when I feel burned out, to leave the profession. And, you know, if nurses think that they're getting to the point where it just, they aren't liking their job, and patient health could be at risk, you know, maybe they shouldn't stay. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative. relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Through tomorrow only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99. And get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more Hot July savings at BePrepared.com through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials today. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy. Big thanks to XM Radio. And big thanks to all of you for listening and all my affiliates. I was up in Montana, Big Sky, to go to a Wilderness Medicine CME, and I stopped by one of my affiliates in Bozeman, KBOZ Bozeman. Great people over there. I love stopping by the affiliates wherever my stations are and look, I mean, and you know, it's never what you expected, but their studio was gorgeous. And of course, it was out in the middle of beautiful grass and country and really cool stuff. So just a big thanks to all of you who carry the show and for all of you who listen to the show. For those of you that can't listen to all 3 hours, we are working on that. We are working on trying to have live clearance where you all can listen, call in all 3 hours, especially on XM. So keep your fingers crossed. We're working on that. But until then, we do have the app, the Android iPhone app. Not the iPhone app yet, but the Android app. So go to my website at drdahlia.com. Click on the pictures. You could go and download it. It's free. If you don't like it, you don't have to, you could, you know, dump it. But if you like it and you're able to listen to all 3 hours, because there's always so much information we give you, and it is, it's difficult. It's difficult to, you know, stop what you're doing and listen to 3 hours. My truckers, God bless them. You know, when they're stuck in the rig for a while, it's great. I can entertain them for that time. But unfortunately, many of them can only hear an hour at a time. So these apps are great. So please check that out. So, you know, we were talking about nurse burnout, and could that be why we have increase in infections in the hospital? I mean, most of the nurses I've worked with have had amazing ethic, work ethic. And, you know, I know some of these 12 to 14 hour shifts can really wear on you. I think when you do these sterile processes and when you work on surgical sites and UTI and you know, putting in urinary catheters, yes, maybe there could be a potential for infection if you're burning out, like this one study said. But I gotta be honest, I mean, even when I was doing my 36 hour shifts, I didn't have any increase in wound infection because you're on autopilot. You know, when you insert a catheter and you've done thousands upon thousands of them, like you've done tens of thousands of them, you know how to do it. You know, it's not like you're going to scratch your butt in the middle of it. You're not going to decide to spit on the catheter and rub it till it's shiny. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to blame the nurses and burnout. However, I think a burned out doctor or a burned out nurse are very easy to identify because they're crabby. You know, I had a patient today tell me that one of the specialists she had seen, she was talking about weight gain and some of her hormonal issues, and he was an endocrinologist, basically told her, look, you know, you're from Kansas, you got big feet, you're a big person, get over it, you're just going to have to exercise. When you sometimes hear doctors talk to your patients like that, you just wonder, are they done? You know, do they hate their job? I hear that all the time. Remember, I'm the family doc. So I'm the doctor my patients go to help translate what happened at the specialist office. Because many specialists are notorious for not sitting there and talking to you and holding your hand. Like, for example, one of my patients was just diagnosed with breast cancer. She's seen an excellent surgeon. She's actually seen my breast doctor, you know, for my high risk breast cancer issues, et cetera, breast issues. Not my plastic surgeon. Yeah, that's a whole different doctor. But she said I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Can't get anything more out of him. Can't get anything more. Now, I know this doctor. He's good. He's good. And I don't think it's burnout. I think he wants to get more information, et cetera. But I, you know, here she is. She's pacing in the room. You know, when I walk in and I'm like, look, you know, this is what I think is going to happen. This is what, you know, again, I can't speak for him because he's going to be doing the latest and the greatest. But this is what I went through during my scare. This is what, you know, my family members have gone through. This is what my patients go through. This is what to expect. And again, people will go to the family doctor to do the hand holding, which is fine. That's why I chose family medicine. I want to make people feel better about the situation they're in. Let them know that. In most cases, it's beatable. We're going to knock this sucker out of the ballpark, and I'm going to be with them every step of the way. And it's, you know, but you'll hear some of my patients will come back saying, you know, the surgeon just yelled at them. You're too fat. What do you want me to do? You're fat. You know, to my patients. And you just wonder, do these people need to leave? You know, I mean, you can't verbally abuse your patients. You can't be verbally abusing your staff. You can't be. And that could be a sign of burnout. Now, this isn't just, you know, unique to the medical profession. I mean, many of my truckers out there, you know, what does burnout feel like? Do you get tired? Do you get bored? Do you start yelling at people who are passing you? I always wave to the truckers. When we were in Montana, I was like, I know, you guys could be listening to Dr. Dolly Show right now. I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, I got to figure out a way where you truckers can actually have something on your truck, right? So then when I drive, you know, around, you know, and I can see you, I know it's you guys, right? That's cool. We should do that. I know you honk a lot, which is good. Nice to hear a honky honk. But, you know, I mean, burnout could be very dangerous. Burnout for a bus driver, burnout for a teacher. Can you imagine, you know, with these kids, a study came out this week talking about how, you know, parents could be psychologically traumatizing their kids. Yeah. No news there. With what we say to our kids, you know, teachers too. I remember some of the things teachers said. I remember one of my teachers was probably going through some, you know, menopausal serotonin dips. And I remember the look she gave me. You know, she was frustrated because I was in the back of class making jokes or making farting sounds. I don't know what I was doing. I know. Nothing's changed, huh? But I don't know. I was having fun. And I guess it wasn't the right day for that with her. And I remember being so scared by what she, I don't remember what she said, but I remember the look on her face. And then I also remember, because I've been hard of hearing all my life, and I have issues with discrimination. We call it the cocktail party effect, but even as a kid I had it, you know, before I even knew what a cocktail party was, where if there's noise in the background, you can't understand what somebody in front of you is saying. Many of us have, we can't discriminate. It's speech discrimination. It's a form of hearing loss. And my seventh grade teacher was yelling at me, and I could not make out the words. And when I get nervous, I giggle. And I started laughing. I got in big trouble. Big trouble. But I couldn't hear. If it's quiet, like in the studio, I love being in the studio because I could hear. I could hear Kyle. I could hear Donovan. I could hear Scott. I could hear everybody. When I'm surrounded by a bunch of people, can't do it. You know, when I give a talk, I don't want to manipulate, you know, the situation, but when a bunch of people are talking at the same time, I have to tell them, look, I'm really sorry, one at a time, and I hate doing that. I hate telling people one at a time, but I can't hear if there's multiple voices coming at you. I just can't. Why did I bring that up? Why was I bringing up the hearing? Talk about the breast. Talk about teachers with burnout. Oh, yeah. So anyway, you could traumatize people during your burned out state. You know, what if you just were diagnosed with, let's say, the flesh-eating bacteria and necrotizing fasciitis, and your nurse is burned out and she's having a bad day and you're asking for pain medicine? I remember in training, I remember seeing the nurses yell at patients, "I'll be right there." And I'm like, "He's in pain." You know, and you'd hear patients and it would take an hour and the patient would not get his pain medicine. And the nurse is like, "I'm sick of him asking." And I remember calling my husband up when I was in training. And I go, "If God forbid any of you are in pain or in the hospital, you make sure you call me and I'm there, because these people aren't getting their medicine." You know, so I have seen some nurses, and, you know, they could be overwhelmed. You know, there could be a variety of reasons for what happened. But, you know, our nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. And if they are being overworked and they are getting burned out, and studies are gathering data and evidence that there could be lack of quality with patient care, then let's help our nurses out. Let's figure out what's going on here and what they need. But my recommendation to any of you, if you're getting burned out, and we've talked about what to do to make the job a little bit more fun, depending on what job you have. I mean, even people that work in a morgue, there's got to be, you know, some ways to kind of, you know, help the day pass. I mean, if you feel like you're burned out, you may have to consider changing the fields or add something. You know, I never felt burned out with medicine. I was disillusioned. But I got to tell you, starting radio a few years back, boy, that put a bounce in my step, because I felt like I was making more of a difference. I know many of you are asleep right now, but then that's good. Then that helps you fall asleep. But I feel like, you know, sometimes when you don't feel like you're doing what you want with your life, add a little something to your regimen. A little something. Radio's huge. That's a big part of a day. Anyway, you guys stay tuned. We got another hour coming right up.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.